40 Winks post-game interview.
Thanks to 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body, and that is Colac great Joffy Simkin. Joff, commiserations firstly today. What's it feel like when you exit in a preliminary final?
Yeah, it's a funny feeling. You sort of just don't know really what to feel. It's your... Yeah, you feel a bit empty. You're hoping to get to that next week where you can have a crack at the one of the greatest days of the year and greatest memories of your life if you can possibly win it. So, it's a bit numb coming to an end, how it does so quickly like that. But you just got to sort of stick together and get over it.
I can't remember who the teammate was, but somebody came to them and put your arm around you and was like, is that a sign of something? And your future at age now 38, have you worked out what you're going to do, or is it, we've got to wait for the cool light of day to worry about that?
I'm 37, 38 next month, mate, but it is every year.
Right? Sorry. Nah. By the time next season starts,
yes, next season will be 38, but obviously when you get to this age, and it's as you guys would know, it's not an easy brand of footy out there. It's a good competition, and you're coming up against younger and fitter and stronger kids every week and every year. So, I guess you just sort of take your time to recharge the batteries and reassess. But, yeah, there's a chance it could be it.
Yep. Your season, though, have you defied your own expectations individually to kick the best part of 40 goals as a permanent small forward? Is that sort of, do you walk away pretty proud of what you've been able to achieve individually?
Yeah, probably. I think today was game 20, and if we had it when we sat down at the start of the year, that probably wasn't the plan. But through injuries and depth and all that sort of stuff throughout the year, had to keep fronting up. So, probably being able to kick a few goals. Still probably getting a bit more attention than what I would like from opposition, which probably takes away the enjoyment a little bit and wanting to just go out and have a bit of fun up there and kick goals. But
do you have to tell your opponent, hey, I'm 37, give me a break?
Yeah, sometimes you say that, but they just laugh at you, don't care. But it's one of those things, you just got to get on with it. And I'm used to doing that now. But, I kicked a bit straighter this year, that helps. I think last year maybe around about 30, but I kicked a lot of points. So my set shots were a bit better this year, which helped to tally in the end.
Do you, you're doing a bit of kids coaching, I think, like junior coaching and stuff like that. Is that something that you're looking to do in the future as part of, if you had played a dozen games this year and then a dozen games next year, like, you've probably condensed 2 years into one by having to play 20 anyway, haven't you? But so is coaching the next sort of step for you?
Well, I think so. The young fella standing here, he's in the under-12s at the moment now, so he wants to keep playing it down in Cole. We live in Geelong, but he played at St Joseph's in the under-9s for a couple of years, and
yep,
he comes with me to the footy every week, and he drives down the highway every Thursday night. So we spend a lot of time in the car together, and so he made the move to come play at Colac this year. So, I helped a little bit out. I helped training out with the coaches in the under-12s, and Chris McGuan's moving up to the under-14s next year. So I think potentially it's looking like I may have a role there coaching under-12s football next year. So
there's an exclusive for you, King. Coaching under-12s. There you go.
If that means I'm down there on Thursdays, I think they start in March, so I won't be seen before March, I don't think. But
yeah, that's fair enough.
Doing a bit of coaching, I think, potentially.
Yeah, okay. That's good. And in terms of the team itself, we're just talking to Armour then, and there's renewal in the team. Obviously, you've got some experienced players in your team, but you've got some young kids coming through, the Coopers of the world, the Parkhouses, the Murrays. It's an exciting time for the club to be able to play in a prelim with those blokes with a little less experience than some of you other boys, but the future is looking good for the club.
Yeah, it is, and even guys like Jack Skinner went down, he's another one. Brady Hall played some unbelievable games and moments this year, like kicked 3 and won us the game against South Bowen early in the year, and he's played probably 5 games for the season. So he's another one. So, and there's a couple of kids from the district that hopefully are going to come across. So, he's a bright future, and we can hopefully hang on to all the older ones.
We're speaking with Joffy Simkin. Anything to throw Dowler? No?
The other one was, you went back to Colac. Has there been ever the district clubs come at you every year in terms of coaching and playing and doing all that sort of stuff? as you've been back?
It's been more Geelong clubs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not,
okay. Yeah,
you're based, not, yeah, not so much the district clubs.
Okay. Thompson.
Well, the team we played today put in a phone call before they last year, and yeah, there's been plenty of other clubs. So
surely Lynchy reaches out.
Lynchy reaches out. He's always on these. I speak to him pretty regularly, but Ammo's. I had a couple of times where I thought I might have gone down there as well. Just had a connection through a few friends there, but. Yeah, I don't know. It's just I've grown up at Colac. It's just too hard to leave, and you can go cash in a bit and play for a bit more money, or coach and take a bit more money. It's probably when I sit down and crunch the numbers, or just what I'm going to get out of it, it hasn't really been enough to want to go and do that, to be honest. So
okay.
Well, if it ends here, it's been wonderful, and we've enjoyed. We got to call you at VFL level, we got to call you at AFL level, we got to call you here in the GFL, so you've given us a lot of joy for a heck of a long time. So if it is the end, thank you. If it's not, well, we'll see you at some stage in 2026.
Nah, thanks guys, it's good, and this is great how you do what you do. It's great to go back on a Saturday night and sit on the couch and rewatch your game and listen to some good commentary. So
and us as well.
Yeah, that's it. I'm talking about your game, of course.
Oh, thanks, John.
Well done.
Well done, mate.
Cheers.
I appreciate you joining us.
No worries.
And go and enjoy your Saturday night. And the beer you're actually drinking, they might not have got you to play for them, but that's St Mary's provided. So,
oh, well. Yeah. Thank you to Scott and Bloody and all those guys. Thank you.
Well, sure, they were happy to look after you. Good luck. We'll talk soon.
Cheers. See ya.
Joffy Simkin joining us on KROQ 30. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body.
KROQ 40 Winks post-game interview.